All right. So, I had a dream last night. I want to try to interpret this or decode it and see what's going on. Because the hive is doing this to everybody. This dream revealed what the hive's doing. But I'm trying to interpret what the motive is and what they're doing. All right, so I've been noticing a pattern. Here's what the dream was. The dream was I went to, which I don't go to anymore unless I get a water or some apples or something. But I went to a McDonald's or a fast food, which I don't do anymore. And I ordered and this is why I don't do it, because I always get, number one, it's bad for you. Number two, it's too expensive. And number three, is so it's unhealthy. And number three is they don't really have any service that are worthwhile. They don't have any customer service. Anyway, so I went to us in my dream. I went to this fast food. And I went to this store. I think I got a sandwich and a drink, and that's all I got, really. And I might have had another side item. I think I had another side item. I had three items, yeah. And so they prepared my sandwich and my drink, but my other item, well, they were holding back. I said, just give me the sandwich and the drink while I'm waiting. And she looked at me like I was crazy. No, well, we don't do that, sir. I said, why not? I've already paid for it. Just give me my sandwich and my drink and then bring the other one out. We can't do that. And then all of a sudden the scene flipped to where they had some plastic or something over the window, and they ended up him hauling around. I never got my food. So I went outside and said, I need some help over here. I can't get my food. I can't get my food. Somebody help. I need some help over here. It was funny. But in the dream, it wasn't that funny. While you're in the dream, it's like, it wasn't that funny, but it is funny as you look back on the dream, right? And so, usually I don't try to interpret dreams, because unless they're like in a series, a logical order, then there's a reason. And if I remember, I usually don't even remember my dreams, but this one was so clear, because it just kept on going. Somebody came to help me, went around the other side that worked there. Still couldn't get the food. Went out on the street and said, I need some help. Somebody else came over. Still couldn't get the food. I got mad. I said, give me my money back or give me my food or whatever. They called the police. And the police was, I could hear them on the radio saying, we found the one that's emotionally blah, blah. I said, no, I'm not emotionally distressed. Listen, I paid for my food. I just want my food. It's sitting there on the counter. It's sitting there. It's right there. So the police went in. They knew I was normal. They said, okay, he's all right. And so then we went up to the door. Couldn't get in the door. Walked on the side door. Went in. The police talked to him. There was plastic everywhere. And he said, well, we can't get you your food. I'm sorry. And I thought, I couldn't get people to help. I couldn't get the food. The policeman couldn't help. Couldn't get anybody to help, right? Couldn't get something that was already prepared, already there, already waiting, already paid for. Couldn't reach it. That was the dream. And I started thinking about stuff going on around me. Like corporations, they can't find employees. They can't get their shipments. They can't get the oil prices down. They can't get... So I started thinking, okay, so this is a narcissistic system. So what do narcissists do? They future fake. they don't have any intention of giving you what they say they're going to do, right? And the systems, because the system, I thought, well, the system, they played a cognitive dissonance game. They played a fake reality game. They played a fake sickness game. They're playing these narcissistic games, and they're doing it on a mass scale. Remember what Hitler said? He said, if you tell people a lie long enough, they'll believe it. They'll believe it. And so I'm trying to interpret this dream in regards to what they're doing, because if you really, well, I don't care if it's JCPenney not sending me, giving me my my pants, and then refund and say, oh, and I knew that, she said, well, the refund will be on your card. I said, wait a minute. I said, I pay attention to details nowadays. Will it be on my card instantly, or I have to wait 2, 3, 5, 10, 60 days, 90 days next year? When will it be on my card? She said, well, it's 2 to 3 days. And see, she's still throwing a if out there. That's the game that's being played on you right now. The Democrats are narcissists. When they're in control, it's narcissism to the hilt. They've got an Illuminati sacrifice coming up in September. They've got to have it before Burning Man, right? They got to have their Burning Man sacrifice. So there has to be they have to have their Burning Man celebration. So there has to be a sacrifice, and they're trying to drive people crazy. I've actually had somebody say that to me in the real world. They're trying to drive me crazy. Yeah, we know. They try to do that to everybody who's drawn to the light. They're trying to drive you crazy, people. They're trying to drive you crazy. Why? To destabilize you. To capsize your boat. To shipwreck your boat. That's what they're doing. They're trying to capsize your boat. I think what's happening is the reason they're not sending shipments to businesses, the reason they're having lost shipments, the reason they don't have the product, right? So you order something, man. Well, we don't have it in stock. The reason is it's a China attack, number one, but the whole system, they use China. They use the USA to have wars and kill people, and they use Russia to kill people. They use China for the supply chain, that they can mess with your mind on the supply chain. They use these different countries as a mind game attack, a narcissistic fake reality attack on your soul, for real, seriously. If you believe the lie, if you step into their paradigm, their fake reality paradigm, it's no different than the Wicked Witch of the West, who has a bunch of flying monkeys supporting her fake reality. And so if you really believe the lies of the system, it's a fake paradigm, it's a fake reality. And they have no new game, no new tool. It's only if you study narcissists and sociopaths, there's no new game. So this has to be part of the game. Last year, they were using cognitive dissonance. You better wear a mask. You better not wear a mask. You better wear 2 masks. You better wear 3 masks. Oh, you don't need a mask. That's the worst thing you can do during a pandemic. They were contradicting themselves on every turn. That was the last game. And it lasted for a year or two? Everybody's losing their mind. Now, they raised the prices of everything up. Now, there's an oil shortage. There's a scarcity lie going on. There's a lot of lies happening right now at one time. There's no such thing as scarcity. That's a lie from the pit of hell. There's no such thing as scarcity. It's a lie from the pit of hell. This superabundance right in front of you. You've got to cut the noise off. You've got to start thinking. These people are messing with your mind. And they're all work. It's all a high. They're all doing it. It's all a big game. And they're doing it in such a way. They're messing with you in such a way. But everything still seems kind of normal. Everything's going according to the plan. The normal. You know, you still got your normal routine. You still. But you're being boiled like a frog in a pot. It's a slow boil. They're boiling you like a frog. The only way we're going to break this paradigm shift is if we all wake up to what's happening. It's no different than Dark City. The movie Dark City reveals it all. If you watch that movie, you'll see the whole thing. Everybody's got to wake up fast. The system is a narcissistic system, and they play these games long term. When a narcissist is messing with you, they're not thinking short term. They're thinking long term. Let's get them to believe this lie. Let's future fake them. Let's get them in drama. If I can't get them in drama, let's just give them some future fake. Whatever it is, the whole system is doing it to everybody on a mass scale. This is mass mind control for Illuminati sacrifices. And you think I'm joking? I didn't have that dream for no reason, and I'm still thinking about it. There's something more to it. I'm just throwing it out there. Maybe somebody has an idea. But it's real, people. It's real.